Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Resident Emily with you again for podcast number 50. And today we're going to talk about how to teach or lead in the group setting, like on a Tuesday night or Wednesday night, whenever you lead group. We're going to talk about how you prepare for that. And with us today is Brian Minear. And so, Brian, tell the people, if they don't know you already, tell them who you are and what you do here.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Emily, for having me be a part of this. So, as Kevin mentioned, my name is Brian Minear, and I get the privilege of having multiple hats here at Grace Fellowship, one of those being a Grace Group leader. I also get to serve as one of the elders here. And in addition to that, I help with the Global Missions team. And then on weekends, I am part of the prayer ministry. So get to do a variety of things here at the church.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian. Not only for being here, but thanks for what you do for Grace, right?
It's
a privilege.
I know just enough about what it takes to be an elder that, man, you guys are getting after it and lots of prayer and time. And I'm sure leading this organization of, 75 employees and a $10 million budget, that's no joke.
Yeah. And there's some great staff that's doing a lot of the legwork on that.
So, Brian, related to groups, I know you've led groups for a long time. I don't even know how long. Longer than I've been here, which is 10 years, right?
Been a number of years, yeah. 10, 15 years, somewhere in there.
So when we're talking about preparing to lead a group night, just tell us, what's the process for you? How do you go about preparing, and what are you trying to get after?
It's a great question, because it depends upon what we're doing. So most of the time, if we are not following the sermon series, we have found, as our group and other groups that I have led, that Bible studies tend to be what people like to partake in. Mm-hmm. As I approach a Bible study, I will say that I have plagiarized the Enduring Word. It used to call it BlueLetterBible.com.
Yeah.
And there's a guy specific, his name is Mark, and the last name is G-U-Z-I-K. I'm assuming that's pronounced Guzik, but I have plagiarized his material a lot. This is a confession that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So I've used his materials a lot. Now, the way that I have prepared for those is, if I know that we're going to do, let's just say we're going to do James, six chapters. Typically, we'll take a chapter a week. We talk about that with the group ahead of time. I'll try to read that two or three times before it. And then each chapter that we study that week, I'll try to read that chapter each day prior to the actual day that we meet, and then the day of, I'll look at a lot of the commentary and study that up. Now, because I've been doing this for so long, a lot of the studies that we've done, I've done previously.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of questions already written, and a lot of those notes already written. So it's on repeat. What I will tell you, when I first started doing those, it was a lot of time.
Sure.
A lot of time. So now I just have the luxury, because I've done those already, that it doesn't take as much time. Now, if it's a sermon series that the church is asking the leaders to follow along with, that, the church has a really good resource guide, and following that, it doesn't take as much time, but I'll look at that a day or two ahead of time. And knowing that we're going to be doing that, I'll have some notes that I'll take, or just some mental notes that I'll take with, oh, that would be a great question to ask as I'm listening to the sermon.
How much ahead of time are you doing that? And how much do you craft, like, the message guide, which we try to write for the gamut of all the groups, from young adult groups to older groups, new Christians, older, mature Christians? Like, how much do you, make that fit your group?
Yeah, you guys do a really good job of that. And I think because you do such a good job of that, I don't take the time, if I'm being honest, as much time as I really should, because you guys have already done a good job planning that. I will go in with those questions in mind that you guys have written down on the resource guide. But honestly, I just kind of feel it out and just see where the group is going, and I may just shift on the fly, just depending upon what we're talking about, what are some of the responses that I'm getting. I've taken that to places that I had no plans of taking it prior to, just because of what is happening, the discussion going on in the group.
So you're saying, in some regards, and maybe it's many times, you let the spirit drive the discussion.
In a lot of cases, especially with the topics mm-hmm. that we're following the sermon series. Yeah. And my intention is to go in and ask the questions that you guys have written out on the resource guide. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, depending on how the spirit leads and just the vibe of the group, we'll change it up.
Yeah. So I think we'd agree that teaching is a really important part of leading a group, but we also don't want to feel like a class, obviously, or like a sermon. So how do you guard against just teaching information instead of just shepherding people?
I think it's really important to ask questions. And what I have gotten in a habit of telling my group is, don't answer the way that I think you want me to answer. I really want you to tell me what's on your heart. Because I've been doing this for so long, I feel like I've gotten pretty good at asking questions that are not like the obvious, like the fill in the blank. This is what, exactly mm-hmm. what the text says. But at the same time, not so confusing that people are like, Brian, what are you getting at? And so it's just practice of asking questions, knowing the people in the group and knowing, okay, I can call on this person and they're not going to be offended because they're like, oh my gosh, you just called on me in front of the group versus maybe somebody else in the group that you can't do that. So asking questions, getting participation. If I'm leading, co-leading with my wife, she'll speak up if the group is quiet. And then I have a co-leader that will do the same.
Awesome. Yeah.
Brian, since you've been leading a long time, you've obviously learned lessons along the way, and you do it better today than you did, say, 10 or 12, 15 years ago. What would you say are some of the lessons you've learned, things maybe not to do?
Not to do. I would say, let me answer it a little bit differently, because I think this would be a better way to answer your question. Especially when you're first starting, is you got to prepare. Mm-hmm. There's no substitute for taking the time to just look at the word, preparing, and it just takes a lot of time in preparation. Number two is, don't be afraid to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of leaders, me included, when I first started, is you're in this atmosphere of Grace Fellowship. We do everything with such excellence, and we're so scared to make a mistake. And mm-hmm. I think as group leaders, it's okay to make a mistake. People will understand that you're real. I think people just want to know that you care. And that would be the third thing is, genuinely, you have to care about the people in your group. Yeah. Get to know those people in your group. And if you do that and you take the time to prepare, it's going to work out well. And so don't be afraid to make a mistake.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how do you go about this? This is not one of the questions that we talked about earlier, but one of the things that we here in Pickerington campus are struggling, maybe all groups are struggling with, is just attendance, right? Typically, as we've studied the attendance ratios for years now, it's about two-thirds. About two-thirds of the people show up on a weekly basis. How have you tried to get greater attendance?
We probably have the same stats, as you mentioned that. There are a couple people in our group that are just going to be hit or miss. Yeah. And you realize that up front based on how the group is going in the season of that particular group, that, okay, these people are going to be the regulars and then these people are going to come periodically.
Yeah.
And so it's just sending them a text of, hey, missed ya. How are things going? A periodic, and I'm not great at it. I need to do better at it, but there are just the follow-up and letting that person know that you care. I think another thing that's helpful is to get other people in the group to reach out to that person.
For sure.
Not just the leader, but if you get somebody else that maybe they don't think is even thinking about them, or they're surprised that that person would reach out, but to get another attender of the group to reach out and just see how they're doing and maybe miss you at group.
Yeah. So like shared leadership. We talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
As we close, Brian, what's like one nugget you'd like to leave with group leaders?
Learn to ask good questions. I think that is the most important thing in a discussion of how you can ask questions, and that takes time. Yeah. So don't think that's going to happen right away. And don't be afraid, as you're asking questions, don't be afraid of the silence. Any new leader is afraid of the silence.
Yeah.
And you can tell when there's a seasoned leader because they'll sit there in the silence and smile and wait for someone to answer.
Pause longer than you think you should. It always feels longer than it really is.
That's right.
Before I jump in.
I've always thought that a really good group leader It's the second question or the third question, the one that's not on the paper.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's driving
I agree with
a
you.
Lot of heart movement and really gets at what the person's struggling with maybe, and you get them to open up some.
I have found that when you do the right preparation, a lot of times you have a script or a plan of what you're going to talk about, but when you're really prepared, you can deviate a lot easier from that.
Yeah.
And deviating when you feel like this is the mood of the group, being able to ask those questions is where I have historically gotten the most fruit in some of the richest conversations is based on things that I wasn't even preparing to talk about.
Makes sense. Makes a ton of sense. Well, Brian, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for all you do for Grace. Grace wouldn't be exactly what it is today without you and your counterparts on the Elder Board and all the group leaders. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
you for all the work you guys do. You make it good for the leaders.
We're trying. So group leaders, I hope you have found something that Brian said. Maybe take a nugget into your group even this week. God bless you all. We'll see you next week.